Blog Talk Radio.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I had my share
of love abuse.
Manipulated.
And its strength.
Miss you.
And I can't help.
And I can't help.
But to give God glory.
When I think about my story,
oh yeah, y'all,
I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored
me
because my enemies,
they did try,
but they couldn't triumph
over me.
Yes, they did try.
But it didn't work.
I'm still here.
Hello out there, podcast land. Welcome. Welcome to Hodge to Hodge Podcast. This is the Messenger Edition. We have co-producers Ken and Rondaya Hodge. This is Nurse Carmen. I'd like to wish all the mothers out there Happy Mother's Day. And now we will have a conversation with the Messenger, Rondaya Hodge.
Brother Good Messenger, before you start, you just be reaching at me, don't you? What's the matter, man? Oh, you be reaching at me, my brother. I want to compliment you on your opening selections, man. They do what you intended them to do.
All right. That's right.
Bless you. As we've said so many times, the spirit. If we trust in the Spirit will not lead you wrong. And it's just proven time and time again just how powerful we are, how through the airwaves, through all that we can connect. You know, we've got to be able to open up our minds so that we can better understand just who it is we are. We are one. And what I mean by that is, I want you to know, brother, when we last talked, you told me to get ready for tonight. And I'm searching. And then the song that I wanted to play, I couldn't find it anywhere, but this came to me. And then as I'm saying, like, oh, wait a minute, this is deep. Because God favored all of us.
Amen. Amen.
Personally, it resonated with me as well. And if we stop and listen to what it is that we're saying and better understand it and not just keep going through the motions, then we can begin to understand better what it is that's being said in these podcasts, that's being said by those that you wouldn't even believe are saying it, would know what they're saying. But because we've closed our minds and we begin to look at only certain people that can be able to give you a word, and we've got to understand that we are all messengers. We are all messengers. We all have a word. Just as you was speaking earlier about the Mother Day event that you had, I'm positive somebody there got something out of what you said, even though you tried to keep it on a level that they can understand, because that's what Jesus, the messenger, did. He broke things down so that they can understand it. He could have went deeper any time, but he didn't, because he knew it would go over their heads, and he wanted them to feel what it is that the Spirit was saying.
Amen.
But what I want to say right now is, whatever you do, do not believe. Do not believe what is said here. I'm going to say that again. Do not believe what is said here. Do not believe a single thing I say. Just listen to what I say, then believe what your heart tells you is true. For it is your heart where your wisdom lies, and in your heart where your truth dwells, and in your heart where God resides in the most intimate communication with you. I only ask one thing. Please do not confuse what it is your heart with what is in your mind. What is in your mind has been placed there by what it is that people have told you. Your soul knows that you never left God, and it is seeking to experience that. Life is a process by which the soul turns knowing into experiencing. And when you have known and experience becomes a felt reality, that process is complete. Home, it turns out, is a place called completion. It is the complete awareness of who you really are through the complete knowing and the complete experiencing and the complete feeling of that. It is the end of the separation between you and divinity. The separation is an illusion, and your soul knows this. Completion can therefore be defined as the moment when separation ends, the moment of your reunification with divinity. That's right. In the moment of reunification, what occurs is that you simply remember who you really are and experience that. I'm going to say that one more time because that's important for us to understand. In the moment of reunification, what occurs is that you simply remember who you really are and experience that. So what I mean by that is, as throughout many of these conversations that we've had on this podcast, I've always spoken about how there is nothing that we don't know because of who we are. But we don't believe that because we don't experience it. So once you experience it, then you can believe it because you have experienced it. Now, we've experienced it on different levels, but we haven't really paid attention to it, or we're too busy trying to give someone else the credit when it was your own divinity. And just as the brother was talking about with the end of the prayer, in Jesus' name. Now, I'm not knocking that, but what you've just done is you blessed it because of who you are. But then you said in Jesus' name, and I've said to us many times before, you can say in your name. You've got just as much power and authority. And I'm not speaking any crazy stuff because this is what the messenger Jesus told you. But then he turned it around because he said he realized that they didn't have the faith to believe it. He said, well, ask in my name. And I will grant it. Because when you ask, it is you that is doing. You have control over the universe the same way Jesus did. Why? Because you and Jesus are one. I had a conversation today with a family member, a cousin. And I'm trying, and of course, he called me a 5%er. I told him I'm not a 5%er, I'm a 100%er. I'm not 5%, I'm 100%. The return to awareness is a twofold process. Awareness is achieving by knowing and experiencing what process feels. Awareness is the feeling of what you have known and experienced. All souls find peace after their death. Not all souls find peace before it. The moment of absolute awareness, that is of knowing and experiencing and feeling completely who you really are, is arrived at in steps or stages. Each passage through a lifetime can be considered one of those steps. And I say that because there's been numerous times that I've said to you, you've been here before. And you will continue to be here again and again until completion. Once completion has arrived, then you are home. Jesus was complete because he knew. We have not gotten to the completion step. No soul arrives at absolute awareness in one lifetime. It is the cumulative effect of many passages through the life cycle that produce what might be called complete completion or absolute awareness. Each passage is ended when the agenda of the mission of that particular passage has been completed. Mm-hmm. And so what this is telling us is, and what I've been trying to get us to understand is that we write studies saying that we sin and fall short. This is not the case. And we've got to allow ourselves to let that go. We've got to allow ourselves to let that go. Now, I might have did something that wasn't pleasing to you. And I might have been able to do it in a different way. But it still was truth or my truth. And this is what we have to understand, what the truth is. And my truth is not anybody else's truth. I can look at something and think it's blue, and you can look at that same thing and think it's red. So who's right? Depends on your truth. And when I say that, that's not to say that just because you could just make up anything. I'm talking about what it is that your soul is telling you. What it is that your soul is relaying to you. So it is important for us to understand the importance of living our truth. And in order for us to come to that completion stage, we've got to live our truth. And in order to live our truth, we have to, here we go again, we have to go within. Because that is where the truth lies, within you. And I say it again, I have to repeat this again. You don't have to believe a thing that I say. I just ask that you listen to it and allow your truth to speak to you. It is important for us as divine creatures to understand exactly who we are. It is important for us to know this because we are the light of the world. Mm-hmm. We all have to be able to go out and let our light shine. Let it shine. And when you let your light shine, you don't really have to say anything. They've got this spiritual that says, may the life I live speak for me. And according to what people say, and that does not consist of you dotting every I and crossing every T. Because some of the I's don't need a dot. Matter of fact, some of them didn't even need the I there.
Mm-hmm.
But because of tradition and because of the things that we've taught, we think it do. Or we thought it did. And so we're trying to dot and cross something that should not even be there. It is important. It is important for us to understand this, because if we don't understand this, as I've said before, all we're doing is spending time. Spending time. And that's something that we if we're going to spend time, let's spend it wisely. The same way we want to try and spend our money wisely, time is far more important than the money. So that we can live the life that we really want to live. Many people are walking through their lives having no thought of being on the path. They have not studied, they have not prayed, they have not meditated, they have not paid any attention to all of the inner lives, nor serious explore large realities. What are they doing now? By virtue of the fact that you are undertaking the exploration that you are undertaking right here, that you are having this is very conversation, you are creating a path with fewer obstacles. This is the important of this podcast. And, you know, we have our set crew that's here, but this is the importance of it. What we are doing is creating a path with fewer. I didn't say none, because remember, these are steps. So we are creating a path with fewer obstacles.
Amen.
What I'm saying here is whether you take a winding path or a straight one, go through the woods or walk past them, when you get to your truth about life and living and death and dying, you will have cleared the obstacles and created a less strenuous path to completion. Once you know about death fully, you can live your life fully. Then you can experience yourself fully, which is exactly what we came here to do. And then
Amen.
You can be graceful and gratefully, knowing consciously that you are complete, that this is far less strenuous path and creates a very peaceful death. I told you before we were speaking on death, and I keep bringing it up, because death is a part of life. And it really isn't anything for us to be afraid of. There is no, excuse me, was someone going to say something? There is no way to die wrong. There is no way to not get to your destination, which is a blissful reunion with the divine at the core of your being. There is no way to not be home with God. Now, once again, with my conversation today, I tried to talk to the brother to let him know this, but they still on this confused thing that God is so loving and kind and graceful and all of this, but he still has these different things set up if you don't listen to him. And I'm trying to get people to understand. I'm just trying to get them to listen to me so that then they can listen to themselves. That you cannot not go home. And when you come to know who you really are, then you can be able to understand this better. And all we're talking about here now is how to make your life more peaceful. How to make it more peaceful. How to make it more rewarding for what it is that you want it to be. Every day should be quote unquote Sunday for you. When you live, or when you die for that matter, in fear and trepidation, aggravation and trembling, not wanting to let go, afraid of what is now in your life, or what is to come, you are demonstrating that you do not know where you are. And the problem with this is that you demonstrate your experience. Whether it has been, shall it ever shall be, therefore you are not, therefore you're united with divinity. You will not experience that you are at home, even though you are. So a man think of, so a man is. If you think you're going through hell, guess what? You're going through hell. You are not on a journey to the divine, but you are in the midst of an external process in which you experience more and more of divinity as you move through it. You are experiencing more and more of the core of your being, more and more of the essence of who you are. As life continues, you are externally emerged with the essence, and is as part of the process of life emerging from it again as a replenished expression of it.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those words and all of that is just letting us know just how special we are. We just have to believe. And I say that, and if you read your scripture, who else told you that?
The prophet Jesus.
That's right. Jesus said, Jesus is the size of a mustard seed. You can move mountains. As soon as he said that, people's minds said, there's no way I could move a mountain. But what they don't understand is they're the ones who allowed that mountain to be there in the first place, physically and mentally. So I just want us to just think about, and I'm going to go back to the first part that I said here today. You don't have to believe a single thing that I've said. I just want you to listen to what it is that I've said and take that and ask yourself these exact things that I'm saying. Am I one with God? Ask yourself that. In your meditation, when you go within, ask yourself that and see what answer you get. Can I not get home? Can I not get to where it is that I'm going? Ask yourself that. But let me stop. Before you can ask yourself that, you got to know where it is you want to go. Now, if you're thinking like we've been taught that heaven and got the streets paved with gold and all of that stuff, then I don't know if you're going to get there. Not to that physical place. You can get there mentally or spiritually, but we've set up these grand illusions of stuff that's just not so. But will you be, when this life is over, will you be connected? Will you be back home where you started from? There is no way you can go anywhere else. And that's a very profound statement that we have to be able to understand and believe. But don't believe it. Once again, I'm going to keep saying this. Don't believe it because I'm saying it. Believe it because you're saying it. And the only way you can ask yourself this. Can anyone here remember a time that when they went within and asked something and they got a wrong answer? So if you haven't gotten a wrong answer, then that is the source to go. Not Google. Go to a higher authority than Google. Something that knows more than Google. And that's yourself. But you've got to get in communion with yourself. You've got to go within. Because what's our motto? If you don't go within, what happens?
Go without. Go
right.
without.
Okay. And we went without enough. Isn't it time for us to start going within so that we can have our life desires? Not my mother's life desires, but my life desires. When I'll use Sister T, when you go on vacation, that's something that you desire, and you go, and for the most part, except for when other people jump in, but for the most part, when you're doing what it is that you want to do, don't you have a great time? Even though that consists of on your knees praying and doing all of this so-called religious stuff all day, don't you have a good time?
Yes, sir.
So truthfully, every day of our life should be like that. Even when we go to our jobs should be jobs that we love. Then we won't actually call it a job, but that's what it should be. But the reason why it isn't is because we're looking at everything else and not us. And because of the way we look at things, well, if I do this, I can't make a living. But you can. You are a creator. Think about the people that have created jobs, and we say, when we say all the time, wow, how'd they get that job? You got some people, their job is just to watch movies. And they get paid handsomely for that. So we've got to take the shackles off and understand that we are divine creators. And what we're creating, and now what we're trying to do is experience it because we already know it. But if you don't experience it, knowing it needs to experience it so that then it becomes completion. You know how to make a mean piece of chicken, but it isn't complete until you actually make it. And then you get to taste it, and then you experience the greatness that you did in that chicken, with that chicken, or with that pot roast, or with anything. But just knowing how to cook the chicken does no good, does it? I know I'm a little passionate. I didn't scare my people off today, did I?
No, I'm right here with you.
No, you didn't.
Okay. And I just want us to understand that it's about experiencing because you already know. And so to have it as completion, you must experience it. And this is what our divine purpose here on earth is.
Okay, now.
So with that being said, I just want to allow my co-producer, who does an excellent job of closing us out, to have the last and final words.
Okay.
Hey, I definitely enjoyed the message tonight, my brother. And again, it's got to become part of our everyday life. Again, just understanding that we are magnificent. With respect to, we have the Spirit of God in each and every one of us. This ain't a hate thing. This ain't anything but a love thing. That's all we're trying to spread. The word isn't complicated. It doesn't require that you matriculate through universities to understand that you are embodied. You are part of your DNA is God. Part of your DNA, part of everybody's DNA. And I'm telling you, folks, I'm a living witness. When you tap into that, situations that seem very dark will be very comfortable for you because you'll understand that, again, some things have to happen. So this too will pass. But you'll know you have the victory. And the victory is you understand who you are, you understand whose you are, and you understand that you have a purpose in life, and part of that purpose is to live your life. And if living your life in your truth, you will bless so many other people. That's my word for tonight. And again, I appreciate the message, Brother Messenger. And as soon as we're done here,
thank you.
Please send that to me on please send that song to me, because I think it just made it to the postal podcast. I was touched, man. I was touched. Hey, but listen, good night, podcast audience. Love you.
Good night, everyone.